Hello everyone, I hope you are doing well. Recently, I have been paying particular attention to Russian apologists, specifically among the right. The strange relationship that some conservatives have had with the Russian government over the years has fascinated and infuriated me. In the case of Tucker Carlson, the former Fox News commentator went to Russia itself and interviewed Putin, who, as I noted in my previous response video, is an alleged war criminal and confirmed dictator. Since then, there has been a variety of criticism about Carlson's interview, but also obsequious defenses of Carlson's pathetic display. Of those defending Carlson, none has been more frustrating and dishonest than Candace Owens. In a segment recorded on February 22nd and released on February 23rd of this year, Owens attempted a bad faith criticism of John Stewart and Fareed Zakaria, who took Carlson to task for his inaccurate comparison of America to Russia. Throughout her segment, Owens attempted to strawman Stewart and Zakaria, arguing that they solely assert that the dirtiness of American cities is the price of freedom. As always, Owens' video is in the description below, so you know I'm not misrepresenting her. Beginning her argument, Owens primes her audience by complaining that the media unfairly lambasted Carlson for interviewing Putin and that their narrative about Russian authoritarianism collapses under Carlson's coverage, using Jon Stewart as an example of this supposed narrative building. Normally, I wouldn't be so blunt about how bad Owens' arguments are, but this is asinine. Owens ridiculously complains about the cost of goods in America, seemingly implying that the United States has it worse than everyday Russians. She doesn't provide any data to prove this, because if she did, she would have to admit that Russians are suffering more than Americans. According to Reuters, nearly 50% of Russians surveyed said their salaries don't cover basic needs, an increase of almost 20% compared to the previous 2 years. 45% of the respondents say they don't have enough to get necessities, as they were at least $212 short each month to pay for their goods. By contrast, only 1 in 8 Americans say the same. Not ideal, but still significantly better than Russia. Regarding annual household income, Russians perform significantly worse than Americans. The annual household income per capita in Russia was $7,082 in December of 2023. By contrast, the annual household income per capita in the United States during that same period was $39,167. Even when we look at the long-term data, the United States has a clear increase in income, while Russia doesn't. At best, it would be embarrassing if Owens had not researched the economic reality of Russia and its people, but she didn't just do that. She completely clipped Stewart out of context and ignored what the segment actually meant. If she had actually gone into what Stewart had said in its proper context, Owens would have to admit that what Carlson was doing was nothing more than a vapid appeal to aesthetics. Stewart never said that we should accept mediocrity. If you watch the full segment, linked in the description box below, you will know that he spent the first several minutes of his segment criticizing the media's treatment of Biden's age. What he was criticizing was Carlson's complete disregard for the painful reality of living under Putin's regime, a regime built on death, poverty, and the exploitation of its citizens. Russians can't protest without getting arrested, and American journalists such as Evan Gerskovich have been falsely imprisoned for merely being critical of the Russian Federation. The only way that Owens can justify her position is to ignore the evidence against her anecdotal clips. And it isn't just Jon Stewart that she did this to. In her coverage of Fareed Zakaria's segment, she again completely ignores what is being said about Russia and its cities. Zakaria is explicitly talking about the fundamental inaccuracies in Carlson's coverage. Moscow isn't as clean as it claims to be. It is poorer and more controlled by Putin's kleptocratic government than anything we have in America. Comparing the American economy to that of a nation with almost twice the level of inflation is an absurdity that only an ideologue could hold onto, and Candace Owens, ever the ideologue herself, is more than happy to play along. Owens' deliberate decision to clip Stewart and Zakaria out of context is another example of her dishonesty. I would say that I'm surprised, but that would be a lie. Whether it is defending Kanye's absurd anti-Semitism or defending Russian authoritarianism, Owens consistently comes down on the wrong side of almost every political question. If she can't tell the difference between the wealthiest country on earth having problems and a kleptocratic state like Russia, then she has no business claiming to be a credible commentator in the public eye. And considering how she just left the Daily Wire because of her anti-Semitic tendencies, I can only hope the right will realize it too, though I'm not holding my breath.